This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to another interview by Nation Talk. This is Nick Ashwasega, and today we have the pleasure of being joined by Mark Romoff, President and CEO of the Canadian Council for Public-Private Partnerships. Mark is also leading a panel discussion at Insight's 4th Annual Ontario Mining Forum coming up later this June. But first off, how are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing great, Nick, and thanks for finding time to talk with me. I really appreciate that.
Wonderful. Well, let's just start off with a nice easy one. Maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about CCPPP, you know, the Canadian Council for Public-Private Partnerships, and maybe also a little bit more about your session at Insight's 4th Annual Ontario Mining Forum.
I'd be pleased to do that. So the Canadian Council for Public-Private Partnerships has been around now since 1993, and its mandate is very simple. It's an organization that's very focused on finding innovative approaches to infrastructure development in Canada and the delivery of public services through this concept of public-private partnerships, or P3s as they're known in Canada. You may be aware that P3s are really partnerships between all levels of government and the private sector. So to build public infrastructure like roads and hospitals or schools and to deliver services. And the idea behind a public-private partnership is that organizations like First Nations communities or municipal governments, provincial governments, look to the private sector to design, build, arrange for some of the financing privately, maintain, and in some cases operate projects for a period of 25, 30, 35 years, while still maintaining ownership and control in the hands of the public sector. So that's key to this approach. And our experience has shown over the years that P3 projects are generally delivered on time and on budget and are far less expensive and better maintained than projects that are generally procured in the conventional way. In fact, we undertook an independent survey of the economic impact of P3s over the past 10 years in Canada, and the results were really quite dramatic. We found that through these projects, more than 290,000 direct jobs have been created. The contribution to Canada's GDP was in excess of $25 billion, and savings to public sector entities approached $10 billion. So it's big business in Canada these days, and the results of projects around the country have been very impressive. In fact, today we have more than 200 P3 projects right across the country.
Well, when you hear numbers like $25 billion from P3 projects, I think that's definitely going to perk up the ears of many. Just chat a little bit more as well, too, about your session at Insight's, you know, 4th Annual Ontario Mining Forum. I believe it's June 18th and 19th at the Valhalla Inn in Thunder Bay. I imagine the aspect of P3s must play heavily into your session.
Absolutely, and in fact, we'll be focusing in, our session will be focused on the Ring of Fire project, which I think has pretty broad interest, and the focus will be on the use of the public-private partnership, or P3 model, to enable the development in the Ring of Fire. So I'm going to be joined by a couple of other folks, Michael Leggett, who's a partner with Dentons Canada, a major law firm involved in infrastructure development, and Dale Booth, who's president of Tyree Innovation, and of course very actively engaged with First Nations communities around the country. And so the three of us will be focusing in on the P3 approach to infrastructure development and how it might be beneficial as the Ring of Fire initiative goes ahead. So it'll be an opportunity for me in particular to outline Canada's P3 approach and our experience over the last several years in which sectors and the kinds of outcomes we've achieved, and also some of the best practices that Canada has now become increasingly recognized for internationally. In fact, it's now the case that Canada is perceived globally as having the best-in-class approach to P3s. So that's good news, and it's a model that, as I say, has generated very significant outcomes right across the country.
Well, it's definitely exciting. So one thing I want to touch upon a little bit here then is where can the Canadian Council for Public-Private Partnerships and, of course, P3s be of service to communities and organizations working in the mining industry but, you know, of course, also engaging perhaps in public infrastructure development.
Well, when it comes to the mining sector, on the one hand, there are resources in the ground that need to be extracted. So what's really important, of course, is you need the infrastructure around the project itself to enable you to actually extract those resources. So the P3 approach is a natural in that context. Around Canada, this model has been used for building roads and highways, for putting in place energy-related systems, water and wastewater projects. So it's got a full range of applications which lend themselves well to the infrastructure necessary to enable mining operations to go ahead. So that's why this particular conference is so apropos. And now, while the mining sector itself may be relatively new to the P3 model, mining companies, of course, are quite accustomed to working with government in a number of ways around resource extraction, environmental approvals, etc. So there is a natural fit here between the kinds of services and activities the private sector will deliver as it relates to the mining sector and the needs of governments to enable those projects to be successful.
Well, of course, I know we've touched upon mining a couple of times now, and I know it's definitely a key area of discussion for many communities. And you mentioned how private partnerships and you know, the P3 approach can be of service to those communities. For those listeners, where can they learn more and also get more involved?
The council itself has a great website, so that will provide those who are interested in learning more about P3s with a wealth of information. We also have on our website a database which provides information on every one of the 210 P3 projects that are currently in play across the country. So you can get information by sector, by project, by region of the country. And it also provides background materials and research materials which will help people become more familiar with the P3 approach. Much of the effort of the council itself is aimed really at enabling public and private sector communities to work together effectively. These are communities that don't naturally interface, so finding a common ground where they can work together is important, and the council provides that context. We also work closely with governments around the country to help them better understand the P3 model and its complexities and how and when to structure your projects using the P3 approach. It's not a panacea, so when it's right, it's proven to deliver really remarkable results, but at the same time, you want to make sure that you're moving ahead with a P3 for the right reasons. Most importantly, it's first and foremost about value for money. You want to make sure that you're going to get the very best value for your investment by going ahead with the approach as a P3. At the same time, you want to make sure that you're able to find the very best companies in the private sector to deliver your project. The advantage of a P3 is that, as I mentioned earlier, it brings together these key areas of responsibility of design, construction, financing, and maintenance, and it puts the onus or responsibility on the private sector to take on responsibility for those areas. And the idea is you enter into a fixed price contract with the private sector to, in fact, deliver that project for you and to maintain it for a period of time. And the advantage, of course, is that you do get a high-quality product, and should there be any unexpected expenditures, either because of design costs or construction, that rests with the private sector to absorb. So the advantage is that because the private sector wants to ensure that it keeps its costs containable, they'll be very focused on making sure that they deliver the project on time and on budget. And those are two hallmarks of this particular approach. So for those who are interested in learning more about it, the website is a very good source. There's also a fair bit of research done on the use of P3s. That information, too, is available from our website. But most importantly, the council and its members are very keenly interested in working with communities around the country, as I say, to help them better understand the approach and to ensure that they have the skills and the capacity to move ahead with the P3 approach when it's the right way to go.
Well, there you go, listeners. Lots of information out there. Make sure to check out www.pppcouncil.ca for more information. And thank you so much for taking the time, Mark. And as well, listeners, again, it's the 4th Annual Ontario Mining Forum, June 18th and 19th at the Valhalla Inn in Thunder Bay. And, of course, you can catch Mark speaking there. But also, it's just going to be a great event, so make sure to find more information. And on that, you can go to www.canadianminingforum.com. Jimmy Gresh, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.